USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump was once again asked about his meeting coming up possibly with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
As of this moment, everything we know, I mean, North Korea is actually talking to us about times and everything else as though nothing happened.
Today, the Senate confirmed Gina Haspel to be the next director of the CIA, making her the first woman to lead the nation's premier organization. Senator Richard Burr, Republican from North Carolina, said this was a big vote, no matter how you slice it.
It may be impossible to measure the importance of that breakthrough, but I do know that it will send a signal to the current workforce and to the workforce of the future that a lifetime of commitment to the agency and its mission can and will be rewarded.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 54 points to close today at 24,713. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 516 through 523. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A federal official says most Americans can't afford to be prepared for a disaster. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The head of FEMA says 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and they don't have the money to plan for a hurricane or other disaster. Brock Long, speaking at the Governor's Hurricane Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida yesterday, saying asking people to prepare their homes and buy food and supplies for a 3 to 5 day period is financially unrealistic. Long says authorities have to rethink the preparation advice that they issue in a run-up to a storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Students at Colorado Christian University spotted an endangered species in the world of higher education, a conservative graduation speaker. Best-selling author Eric Metaxas delivered the commencement speech last Saturday. Now, what we're finding out in a study that was released by the Young Americas Foundation, liberal speakers outnumber conservative speakers by a 12-to-1 margin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Yesterday at the White House, during an immigration roundtable, President Donald Trump referred to MS-13 members who come to the United States illegally as animals. Well, this has some people up in arms. In fact, it was even brought up today during the daily White House press briefing. Sarah Sanders was asked if the president would like to clarify any of his comments he made yesterday.
The president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who enter the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. This is one of the most vicious and deadly gangs that operates by the motto of rape, control, and kill. If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough. MS-13 has done heinous acts. It took an animal to stab a man 100 times and decapitate him and rip his heart out. It took an animal to beat a woman they were sex trafficking with a bat 28 times, indenting part of her body. And it took an animal to kidnap, drug, and rape a 14-year-old Houston girl. Frankly, I think that the term animal doesn't go far enough, and I think that the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can do under the law to stop these types of horrible, horrible, disgusting people.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi were not too happy with the comments as well, as they both took to Twitter to voice their displeasure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.